Part 2. Listen to 3 longer conversations. For questions 11 to 20, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 2 minutes to read the questions.
A new flat.
Wow, Mark. What a difference to a month ago.
Yes, a lot of work's been done. I had to get the painters in and the plumbing fixed before I could even move in. As soon as they finished a couple of weeks ago, I took up residence.
Shame you couldn't have moved in sooner.
Yes, well, at least I was prepared for it. The estate agent had told me that a lot of work needed to be done. Even so, I was a bit taken aback on the first viewing of the flat. It was going cheap for a reason.
Whatever you say, I think it's a bargain.
That was my initial thought too. In hindsight, it would have made more sense, economically, to have invested in a flat in better condition.
At least you're going to make a saving now, by not having to commute to work.
Yes, that's an added bonus to taking this new job.
From what you said, I don't think you'll be missing your old colleagues either.
Don't speak too soon. I've yet to meet my new ones.
Well, even if you don't get on with them, you stand a better chance of meeting people here than in a small town.
Too true. I would have stayed in my old job if I'd had a decent social life, despite the pathetic salary.
Things can only get better then. Look, I'd better be going. I'll call you later in the week to see how you're getting on.
Okay, thanks.
Bye, and good luck.
A new flat.
Wow, Mark, what a difference to a month ago.
Yes, a lot of work's been done. I had to get the painters in and the plumbing fixed before I could even move in. As soon as they finished a couple of weeks ago, I took up residence.
Shame you couldn't have moved in sooner.
Yes, well, at least I was prepared for it. The estate agent had told me that a lot of work needed to be done. Even so, I was a bit taken aback on the first viewing of the flat. It was going cheap for a reason.
Whatever you say, I think it's a bargain.
That was my initial thought too. In hindsight, it would have made more sense, economically, to have invested in a flat in better condition.
At least you're going to make a saving now, by not having to commute to work.
Yes, that's an added bonus to taking this new job.
From what you said, I don't think you'll be missing your old colleagues either.
Don't speak too soon. I've yet to meet my new ones.
Well, even if you don't get on with them, you stand a better chance of meeting people here than in a small town.
Too true. I would have stayed in my old job if I'd had a decent social life, despite the pathetic salary.
Things can only get better then. Look, I'd better be going. I'll call you later in the week to see how you're getting on.
Okay, thanks.
Bye, and good luck.
New students.
So, Jacques, what do you think of your host family?
To be honest, Simone, they're not how I imagined. I thought the English were quite reserved, but they're welcoming and have made me feel at home.
Mine are very friendly too, but I'm taking some time getting used to the food.
Yes, fish and chips and baked beans are something I won't miss about the UK.
Guess we shouldn't complain. After all, we came here to improve our English, not sample the local cuisine.
True. Also, mealtimes, more than anything, are a great opportunity to speak English.
If you can get your host family to stop watching TV, that is.
You need to speak to native speakers. That's the whole point.
It's not that I don't want to try. Believe me.
it would be better to speak to your course manager. He could place you in a better host family.
I'm only here another week, and it doesn't seem worth moving now.
Well, I hope you'll speak in English in the lessons at least.
That's another problem. I'm not in a mixed nationality class like you. My school doesn't have the policy of avoiding same nationality classes.
But all the students then speak amongst themselves in their native language.
Our teacher tries to enforce an English-only rule in classes, but it doesn't always work. I think it takes an adult class to realise the benefits of doing so.
You must feel like you're wasting your time here.
Not entirely. I've made some good friends. I don't think I'd repeat the experience any time soon, though.
New students.
So, Jacques, what do you think of your host family?
To be honest, Simone, they're not how I imagined. I thought the English were quite reserved, but they're welcoming and have made me feel at home.
Mine are very friendly too, but I'm taking some time getting used to the food.
Yes, fish and chips and baked beans are something I won't miss about the UK.
Guess we shouldn't complain. After all, we came here to improve our English, not sample the local cuisine.
True. Also, mealtimes, more than anything, are a great opportunity to speak English.
If you can get your host family to stop watching TV, that is.
You need to speak to native speakers. That's the whole point.
It's not that I don't want to try. Believe me.
It would be better to speak to your course manager. He could place you in a better host family.
I'm only here another week, and it doesn't seem worth moving now.
Well, I hope you'll speak in English in the lessons at least.
That's another problem. I'm not in a mixed nationality class like you. My school doesn't have the policy of avoiding same nationality classes.
But all the students then speak amongst themselves in their native language.
Our teacher tries to enforce an English-only rule in classes, but it doesn't always work. I think it takes an adult class to realise the benefits of doing so.
You must feel like you're wasting your time here.
Not entirely. I've made some good friends. I don't think I'd repeat the experience any time soon, though.
A radio interview. Hello, and welcome to the debate on should children use mobile phones?
Hello. Yes, it's a tricky issue, isn't it?
Certainly. So what are your views on the subject?
Well, I think nowadays mobiles are indispensable. They can be a lifeline in an emergency and relay information rapidly when necessary. So banning all children from mobile phone use seems nonsensical.
So you would be quite happy to let children at your school use mobile phones?
That's not what I said exactly. I said I do not support an all-out ban on children using mobile phones.
But you would impose restrictions on mobile usage?
Yes. Firstly, I would restrict usage to children of over 12 years. This is because it has been scientifically proven that younger children are more susceptible to mobile phone radiation.
It is still a controversial topic, though. Just the other day, I saw a report stating that mobile phones are completely safe.
Be that as it may, as a parent, I wouldn't be happy for my child, or any child come to that, to use a mobile phone if they are under 12 years of age.
Easier said than done, I imagine. I wouldn't like to try and part my two children from their phones. Anyway, what is the other restrictions that you would impose?
I think there is a time and place for mobile phone use, and that time is not during school lessons.
I'm with you on that one. From personal experience, I know how frustrating it is to teach children who are texting during lessons.
Exactly. That's why mobile phones should be banned in lessons. No ifs, no buts.
Indeed. Well, thank you for your time. Your views were most interesting. A radio interview. Hello, and welcome to the debate on should children use mobile phones?
Hello. Yes, it's a tricky issue, isn't it?
Certainly. So what are your views on the subject?
Well, I think nowadays mobiles are indispensable. They can be a lifeline in an emergency and relay information rapidly when necessary. So banning all children from mobile phone use seems nonsensical.
So you would be quite happy to let children at your school use mobile phones?
That's not what I said exactly. I said I do not support an all-out ban on children using mobile phones.
But you would impose restrictions on mobile usage.
Yes. Firstly, I would restrict usage to children of over 12 years. This is because it has been scientifically proven that younger children are more susceptible to mobile phone radiation.
It is still a controversial topic, though. Just the other day I saw a report stating that mobile phones are completely safe.
Be that as it may, as a parent, I wouldn't be happy for my child, or any child come to that, to use a mobile phone if they are under 12 years of age.
Easier said than done, I imagine. I wouldn't like to try and part my two children from their phones. Anyway, what is the other restrictions that you would impose?
I think there is a time and place for mobile phone use, and that time is not during school lessons.
I'm with you on that one. From personal experience, I know how frustrating it is to teach children who are texting during lessons.
Exactly. That's why mobile phones should be banned in lessons. No ifs, no buts.
Indeed. Well, thank you for your time. Your views were most interesting.